each be a week number?
Yes, 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 yes. Otherwise, it'd be 15 and change.
Where's this at?
No.
It's just about a,
I was,
a block.
I mean, I said based on 75 cents per square foot. So you have 2 1-acre lots of 43,000 whatever plus change.
Right. But I know what with the mind is, sure he's saying the two lots are together.
That's what he was trying, yeah.
And he's...
I think he understood.
That's what I was worried about.
Well, if you turned in to go to Tannyville City Hall, or at the old store,
yeah,
and you go one block, that's Emerald, you make a left, and it's like three blocks north of that. It's an older home.
Yeah, thank you, but that takes you out to the church, right?
It's just about a block south of the new church, yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Is that it?
Is this by phone or?
It is, and it also says when you call the number to have you paged.
And I've got four pictures here. It's a 20-foot place, got a separate garage, and then also has a separate carport. Big tall carport, like maybe they put a motorhome.
They said their purchase price was $25,900 on March 25th, 2013.
There's your picture.
And that's another outbuilding?
Yeah, two outbuildings.
We looked at this, Chuck, 4 or 5 years ago. And that house, show that home again. That home was a metal roofed building that wasn't finished at the time. It was, a metal aproned type deal.
Really?
And then you went, and then you go back to those other structures.
440 Emerald Street.
That one, and then the other one that had the, just there. Sitting on there. Do we have any evidence that shows that?
I'm looking it up. It was a foreclosure sale at 26.5.
Can you get up there just a little bit longer?
I'm looking at the photos inside.
What usually, Donna, doesn't that show if we've had any?
I don't know. This has cabinets and different stuff inside, and that didn't look like a metal roof either.
On this one?
Yeah. What I was wondering is, do we show anything on our history, you know, on this program that you talked about?
There is no BOE history on it.
Huh?
There is no BOE history on this property.
Wow.
The Kerry Holcomb owned it up until 2012, and the value started in 07 at 36,000.
Mm-hmm.
5 years later, in 11, it went up to 42,000.
It was only on the market for 13 days at 26.5, and it was a foreclosure. To me, if you're even in the middle of Taneyville, close to an acre, with a stick-built house with a garage and that kind of setup, I think it would go for
40.
I think it would go for close to what they have it at.
I said 40 when you said 40.
Yeah, it says 45. I think
I'm there in range.
Did you guys read that? I guess on the inside there's some issues.
Yeah, the flooring is bad. Like it's rain damage and stuff. It's like a trampoline. Comments. Rotted boards.
Removed a support wall and it caused structure damage. Not only to the roof, but also the second-story floor also
sags
about an inch and a half at the center of the house. Practically all... Can you guys read it? That's why I'm reading it out loud.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Practically, you're doing great.
All the downstairs
is...
Windows are all rotted. Mm-hmm. and need replaced and re
set.
Okay. Windows leak so bad it rotted the floor, joist completely in two. Living room floor is like a trampoline.
Why don't you take a
utility room has
a piece of plywood
covering the rotted floor. The something family that was there had 4 or 5 dogs.
Well, anyway, so 50 or 60, 65% good.
Just so anybody out there listening, it's in cursive and small print. That's why I'm having a hard time with rereading it.
Just for the record.
Just for the record.
You're the youngest of us, all of us here, Brandon.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you hear that, gentlemen?
What's that?
He's taking that into consideration with 65% goods, all he's got it.
At the 45,000?
Well, I shouldn't say that we've taken that in, because we don't go inside, as you know. That's just what condition they looked at it a couple of years ago. From the outside, they didn't have any of this inside information, so that's an outside 65%.
Well, take 50% then, if we're going to consider what they've got. 50% good on 40.
It'd just be on the.
If it was 65 and it was 45, so it'd be 50.
I'd lower it $8,000 in value if you took on the house and dropped it down to 50% good.
Well, what is just the house?
The house is on at 34.
34? What were you saying? You want to do 50% of 34? Danny, is that your 65% of 34?
I'm still thinking the whole thing, with the buildings outside and everything, you're going to have to be 37.5 up to 45,000.
Well, and what's the
45?
What's the two garages valued at, Chuck?
The 2009 garage is $6,093.
Okay, and then what's the?
And the carport is $1,288.
And the land's at $8,650.
And according to what we got. When we see an even number like this, it's probably a guess, but we've got 1920 as the original construction.
What I got on this?
That puts it at 38,131. If you want to give the, Danny, if you give 65% to the house, and then keep the 6,093 to the garage, 1,288 to the carport, and then the land at 8,650, sets it at 38,131.
Let's do 38,000. I'm thinking that Jeff and I both, I mean, we wouldn't have made the same comment at the same time. We didn't think by looking at the structure that you couldn't be, but it wouldn't be. If you went to list it, you'd list it 40,000 or above.
Is that a motion, Danny, 38,000?
Motion to set it at 38,000.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
Could be a pretty neat little setup that they got there.
It's a nice spot. Now, as bad as the letter reads, it's got the mission. I think you want to be attacked.
Stick built house with a place to park your RV, 2-car garage, flat, walk to Beeler's.
You might sell it.
Walk to Beeler's.
I missed the listing appointment to be here. Tannyville.
In Tannyville.
We might.
Down Myrtle.
We might put on 10, 20 pounds walking over at Beeler's.
Right.
Might walk it off.
Go down here every Friday night for a little prime rib.
Yeah. Ask you to be up there for catfish for lunch.
This is
going
to be a happy page.
What?
This is a happy page.
Yes, could you page Vic Tomlinson, please?
Vic Tomlinson? Sure, hold on, please.
Hi, Vic. I'm Mike Schofield. I'm here with the Board of Equalization, and we're looking at your property at 440 Emerald Street in Taneyville.
Yes.
And we have set your property at
$38,000. $38,000? Okay. Yep. What's that going to do to my taxes, sir?
Well,
would the go through the repetition of there's been no levy set by the schools yet, so it's hard for us to give a true opinion of what the taxes will be. Can you figure it out there, Brandon?
What did you say?
Roughly $360.
Roughly $360.
Okay, all right. What I'd like to do later on is maybe go, when I'm on vacation at the end of this month, is take some pictures of the floor and stuff. I know you guys couldn't see it from the outside, but take some pictures and maybe go to buy Mr. Brandell's office so he can see
him
too.
We actually took that into consideration whenever we came up with that value, sir.
Okay, all right.
All righty.
All righty with that.
Okay.
That's a little bit, dude. I didn't think it'd probably be worth that much money with that much work to be done on it. But anyway, well, I guess that helps a little bit.
All righty.
Well, okay, thank you very much.
Uh-huh, thank you.
Bye.
Guess we have next 2016-36.
Anywhere near this price, the purchase price was $299,900, and that was back in 2007.
Purchase price was what?
$299,900.
What do we currently have assessed? Is it
$192,000?
That's rental.
We're not doing
127. Is that the 127 or the 192 we're looking at?
Oh, I'm showing 127,850.
Hang up the.
Are you on the right one there?
2016-36.
Should be on 36.
Yeah, he's
on
36.
Yep. What's he asking for to be in?
He's just saying his purchase price was $299,900. He doesn't say what his opinion of market value is, just that he's protesting and it's too high. He's got a comment.
Well, he sent an email here earlier today. I've got that up here also.
Hey, there's a couple of those that's out on the end we looked at last year. And man, they're not big enough to turn around, Dan. I don't know whether this